Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 87. Behold your King. Hear this word. Let it settle slowly. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your King is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he. Humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. Zechariah wrote this roughly 500 years before it happened. 500 years. And when the moment finally came, when Jesus rode into Jerusalem on that first Palm Sunday, it unfolded exactly this way. The colt, the crowd, the city shaking with voices, every detail fulfilled. That is not coincidence. That is God saying, my word does not fall to the ground. What I promised I keep. You can rest the full weight of your life on that. But look closely at the kind of king who showed up that day. He didn't come on a war horse. He didn't come with armies at his back or thunder in the air. He came on a borrowed colt, quiet, unhurried, without ceremony. And yet he was the King of Kings. His power needed no spectacle to be real. His meekness was not weakness wearing a disguise. It was strength under perfect control. It was authority that chose tenderness. That is what the text wants you to see. Righteous and saving, and at the same time, humble. Both sides, fully present, without contradiction. That is who this king is. And this king, he comes to you. Kings summon. Kings stay on the throne and wait for the people to come to them, cleaned up, in order, ready to be received. But this king moves toward you. He approaches. The verse doesn't say, go to him. It says, he is coming to you. You don't need everything figured out. You don't need to be having your best day. He is not waiting for you to get presentable. He is already on his way to meet you as you are, where you are. And before a king like this, what does the text tell us to do? The very first word is joy. Rejoice greatly. That is not a timid suggestion. It is a command, and it is a beautiful command. Before a king who keeps his promises, who arrives in humility, who brings salvation, who comes toward me without waiting for me to earn it, the right response is not formality. It is not solemn protocol. It is a glad heart. It is that deep, settled joy that does not rise and fall with your circumstances because it is anchored in who he is, not in how your morning is going. So today, before breakfast, do just one thing. Say it out loud, not just in your thoughts, out loud, Jesus, be king over this day. And then name it. Name the one area of your life that most needs his rule right now. Maybe it's a relationship that's been weighing on you. Maybe it's a decision you've been circling and never landing. Maybe it's a fear that has been taking up space that belongs to him. Say its name, hand over the throne. That simple act is an act of faith. It is you saying, I recognize my king. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.